Let's talk a little bit about Chaz the Gentleman Witherspoon. I'd like to say it's a battle of the nicknames, but it won't be so cordial when you get in the ring.
Exactly. His nickname is the Gentleman, but he comes to fight, so I'm not going to let that fool me. I respect him. His record's 30 wins, 2 losses, 22 knockouts. He's a solid fighter. I think he's fundamentally sound, does everything well, and he has a good jab. And, you know, every fight that I've watched, he comes to fight, so I'm excited.
2011 was a big year for you as you try to take this step to becoming and getting a title shot. You were hoping it would happen at the end of this year. And talking to some other people, I think they're thinking probably the beginning of 2013. But where do you see yourself right now?
I see myself, good Lord's willing, if I continue to improve and have no setbacks this time next year, early part of 2013. I've always, even, 2 years ago or 15 months ago, I said late 2012, early 2013, and I still think that's a good time for me.
2011 was a big year for you, though, because you had 4 fights, the last one against Ibragimov. That was a second-round TKO. The other ones were early knockouts. How has that helped you progress to this point, the advantages of having early wins in fights to get to this point?
I think it's just creating a buzz. You know, even though I've knocked out a lot of my opponents, you know, I'm prepared to go the distance, and I know a lot of people that's still a question in their heads, but I'm really not worried about it. This is my first time being scheduled for 12 rounds. I'm well prepared for 12 rounds, but I tell people I don't get paid by the rounds, and I take my lumps and my beatings in my sparring sessions. That's when I go my long rounds, but I'm prepared to go the distance.
Obviously training very hard again. So what's the training sessions been like heading into this one?
Not too different. I train, you know, hard for each and every fight. We just, you know, when we increased the rounds that we go, we increase our punch count. You know, but for each and every fight, I train hard, and we put in extra sparring rounds. I'm at about 90 sparring rounds right now, and I got one more sparring session. So, you know, I'll get close to 100 rounds of sparring for this fight.
And it's another HBO fight. You've had one of those already. You talked about creating a buzz. How much does this create a buzz when you're on HBO?
It creates a big buzz, and it's because of what I've been doing. Not only have I been winning, I've been dismantling my opponents in, you know, 2 or 3 rounds. I don't go out there really, you know, looking for knockouts. I just stick to the game plan. But thus far, I've been getting them out of there, and hopefully I can continue that streak. But like I said before, I'll be prepared to go a hard 12 rounds.
Now, Witherspoon's from Philadelphia. You're from down in this area. You getting any rivalry talk back and forth or between the camps?
Not really. You know, that's not my style. I do my talking in the ring. But I expect him to have a lot of supporters and followers out there, and but mayhem followers gonna be deep out there too. I'm gonna have a lot of support.
What do you expect out of this fight? As I said, you've had early in the round knockouts, your fights have ended early, you say you're prepared to go the distance, but what do you expect, having watched this guy in terms of whatever film you watch? Do you do a lot of that at all?
I don't per se watch a lot of film of my opponent. My trainer, Andre Hunter, he breaks him down to the T. I watch him a little bit just to get a basic idea of the type of fighter that he is. In each of his fights, I watch about 4 or 5 fights and, you know, figure out a little bit about him. But my trainer, he does that. But I expect a tough fight. You know, T. Moore was he's a different type of an opponent. As far as their record and experience, they're pretty much the same. But T. Moore was more of a boxer. You know, Chaz, he can box, but he likes to fight. So he throws more punches than Timor. So I'm expecting a tough fight. Whether it goes 1 round or 12 rounds, it's going to be an exciting fight.
How much does it help you that it's on the same card as Hopkins Dawson?
That's big. Fighting on a Legends card, undercard, as, you know, Bernard Hopkins is, it's just an honor. And for me, it's just like I've come a long way. You know, December 31st, 2010, I had my first HBO fight on the first card, and I was the very first fight on the card. Now I'm co-main event, so it's exciting.
You know, one of the things I think that comes with your success is the revitalization of boxing in the D.C. area, because a lot of the old-timers, they all talk about what it used to be like and maybe what could be because of what you're doing now.
I agree. Not only, you know, this area, just the heavyweight division. If I was a middleweight or a lightweight, you know, and I did this, and I was doing the exact same thing that I'm doing right now, I would be, you know, getting You know, people be talking about me, but the buzz wouldn't be as hot. I think timing is everything. Anything you do in life, you know, timing is everything. And I think I'm in the right place at the right time being a heavyweight.
I know you're prepared. Kind of breaking him down. You said Andre breaks him down, but what do you expect from this guy?
I expect him to come in there hungry. I expect him to come in there in shape and ready to lay it all on the line. He knows that this is a big fight for him. A lot of people say it's a career fight for him, and but I feel the same way about myself. You know, at this stage of my career, a loss can set me back about, you know, four or five fights, and that's a little over a year. And you know, I don't want that layoff right now. So I'm expecting him to come to fight, come prepared. I'm excited, and I just hope everybody tunes in.
Last thing, you talked about creating buzz, but what about the buzz that you create locally here amongst your fans?
Oh, it's big. It's big. You'll see that the buzz is going to – they're going to be with me in Atlantic City, because I got about five or six buses that's coming down. A lot of people hit me up on Facebook and on Twitter, you know, telling me they're excited and can't wait to the fight. So, you know, I just want to, you know, do a good job, you know, for my family and for my fans, the people that support me.
And we want to let everybody know, too, they can follow you on Twitter at SethMayhem48.
Yes, SethMayhem48. Please follow me. I'm trying to get those numbers up. And Facebook at Seth Mitchell. So, you know, if y'all enjoy, you know, watching a heavyweight that comes in shape, that's grounded, that's down to earth, very humble, and comes to fight, you know, tune in 428 and watch Seth Mayhem Mitchell fight.
Seth, we told everybody about you on WTOP back in late 2010, and continued good luck on this journey.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
There you go.